grace of comment. Firstly, for the cardinal to do something in conjunction with Yeshiva Sumer Yerushalayim, the yeshiva of the world, and especially a grace of comment to have a chaplain over here, they agreed to come to the Seder for the first time, I believe, to give a shir right before Pesach. And, the comment, please.
The Mishnah in that one of him, in Psochim, it says, Eif chamisha meaning she'odom yoytze ben yidei chodbosei bepesach. It's five meaning of wheat, flowers, that a person could be yoytze yidei matzot. Veilu hem, chitim, seorim, wheat, seorim, five different meanings that you could be yoytze yidei matzot. And the Rishonim asked the following question. Why the Mishnah in Daf Lamed Hey doesn't say umitzavim lekezayitz? The same thing we said by us in Daf Lamed Tes. Chamisha minim shel morim umitzavim lekezayitz. Why the Mishnah in Daf Lamed Hey, when she speaks about the chamisha minim that you could be yoytze matzo, the Mishnah doesn't finish umitzavim lekezayitz? So the Baal Tanura, the Mishnah says, hey, the Mishnah of the test, the Tzavim Lekezayis, goes on all the Mishnahs. It goes backwards. The Chiddush HaRad is going to the question. And the Chiddush HaRad says the following text. It says, Begabi Matzo, Pshita Shem Tzavim. Fushan Chatzi Kezayis Chito, Mit Chatzi Kezayis Oyo, Yait. Abo de Boroi, Sal Kedai to Hamine, Kevo de Bein and Tal Oroi, Osi Taime de Chad, Umelbato Taime de Chavrei Komashmalon. I would think that the bitterness of one Moroi cancels out the bitterness of the second Moroi, and they cancel out. So here is a Chidush in Mitzvah from the Kazayis. And Matzah, why not? Chatzi Kazayis Chito. Chatzi kezayis oilo, I have a kezayis. Aber legami mohon, I would think, osi taime lechad, and avad lo taime lechavrei. We can cancel out each other, kamash malon, and you raise it. Then we call what we're shem merirus miyeik. So it's mevur in the Ran, the Chidush. Before the Ran, we only had a Rashi. But Rashi said that the halochem mitzavim lekezayis, and you can take a chatzik kezayis morim and a chatzik kezayis tamcha and put them together, it's only if you don't have a fully kezayis from one min. But if you have a fully kezayis from one min, don't put them together. It's only the katchilet to have a fully kezayis from one min. If you don't have, you give them a tzav. Now, but the firash, for example, if you have a fully kezayis and you sprinkle, it's not a problem. But the fideran, the reason that the katchila is the Indian atomy mitzaref is because osi taime dechad and mevatel taime dechavrei. The reason they tell us not to be mitzaref the katchila two different meaning moral because the tastes cancel out each other. Kamash malon, that it's okay. So if this is the case, even if you have a fully kezayis moral le katchila, don't add on it another mean. If you have a whole kezayis Roman letters, don't add on it a little bit more, a little bit frame. Why? Because osi taim lechad and mevatel taim lechavrei. Komash malon that the yevim yoytze. Aber le katchil you're not allowed to be yoytze. So what we have in the meantime, it's only tchilas advoli. We have a sugi the chamisha minim moro mitztalki. And Rashi learns only every kezayis mizel and kezayis mizel. But if he has a kezayis from one of them, we're asking him, don't be mitzarek. Like a tchila have a pure kezayis on his own. So in other Chiddush HaRan we said, but if a person has a kezayis, he wants to sprinkle a little bit chrein on top of the Roman letters, there's no problem. But after we have a Chiddush HaRan, the reason not to be mitzarek is, because we say, osi taime dechad and abakot taime dechavrei, a time of one of them could cancel out the time of the other one. So even if you have a kezayis of Roman letters, if you will add a little bit of chrein, it'll be b'di
evi. How does Mishnah not point to the Ran
of the Rashi? Oh, so why what does the Hefshin of Rashi and Ran go together? Ben Hashem will bring a light to that. Oh, but in the meantime, we'll say, and the Tzad of the Rashi and the Ran of Rashi are going together. If we learn the Mahalach like the Ran, and we learn the Mahalach like the Rashi. So we come out of the battle with this Chiddush. Okay. But you yaitze with the Evet, and it's only if the Ran and the Rashi are the same. I want to go a little bit deeper into the Sukkah. The Gemara declares in Sukkah in Psochim Daf Lamed Tes, what is Moroi? The Torah said, Al Matzos Umeroyim Yichlu. We have to eat the night of Pesach. Pesach al matzah sumeroyim. What is molech? The Gemara brings down all different options, and the Gemara says the emehidu. Maybe the vegetable that we need to use for molech is hidu. The Gemara, it cannot be hidu. Molech has to be soft in the beginning. Rach tchilosoi kosher the soifoi like the goats. Machsif doesn't know. So it's not hidu. But the Gemara had a tzad that it's a vegetable and it's called hidu. She says it can't be. It has to be rach tchilosoi soifoi kosher the soifoi. The Gemara in Sukkah on the days, on the days, the Gemara asks the following question. Anaf eats always. What it is? We know it's hadassah. But the Gemara didn't know that. She had to figure it out. Frank the Gemara ve'en hidu. That vegetable of hidu also fits with the category. If anaf eats always, it had three leaves. Frank the Gemara, it cannot be hidu. Tochel darche noyav, nemes v'ashol et noyav. Not Rashi Pshat. Hidru samamomis lebeim. It can't be that Hashem said that for Hadassim you will take Hidru. Hidru is samamomis lebeim. If it's a samamomis lebeim, it can't be that Hashem said to use such a thing for Dalet meaning. So it cannot be. I'm calling Hashem meant Anaf. It's always what we call Hadassim. But it can't be that Hashem meant Hidru. Frank thinks I don't understand. When the Gemara Pesachim wanted to say, what is Gemara? And the Gemara said, maybe it's Hidru. Let the Gemara answer, Samamomis, it can't be that it's Hidru. No, that's okay. When it came to Hadassim, and the Gemara asked, what is Anaf it's Omis? And the Gemara wants to answer, maybe Hidru. The Gemara says, it can be Hidru. Why it can't be Hidru? Hadassim, it can be, and Gemara, it could be. I want to send a mesivta shir. So Bachar said, maybe for Molar it's good to eat poison, yeah? But it's Chavadimish. It's Chavadimish, yeah? The Mitzvah will get the poison, not we that we're eating them all, yeah? So the question is again, so Mishitas Rashi, this is Tesis's Kasha. So Tesis and Sukkah as the Kasha and Rashi. Why would the Molar want to say that Molar is Hidu? She only said it cannot be because you have to have Rach Mitchilosi Mekosh in the Sefer. And the Gemara didn't say Dalchi Noyam. And when it came to Hadassim, the Gemara said Dalchi Noyam. So Tesis is Cholek and Rashi, and Tesis says that no, it's not some Amobus Lebehema. So why you can't use Hidru from Molar? Why you cannot use Hidru from Molar? So Tesis says the reason you cannot use Hidru from Molar is because Hidruf Yeshua Koitzi has needles, Umadre Zayodai, tears the hands. So for Hadassim it's not good. But for Molar, Tesis says it's very good. You grind it and you eat it. Hanaf, it's obvious you have to hold it in your hands, it has needles. So when the Gemara saw him wanting to say, maybe Molar is Hidruf, the Gemara cannot answer the Chedra Chimayah. Because you could grind it. When the Gemara wanted to use it for Anaf Mitzavos, the Gemara said it cannot be Anaf Mitzavos because you have to hold it in the hand. V'yesh lo koitzi mumadra zayodai. But Hashash says that there is Agra, from here we see that you're allowed to grind the Gemara. And the people that eat the grain, they grind it. So the whole tumult, maybe you can't grind it. Because you know, if it's broken, when you grind something, it loses the broch. So if it loses the broch, maybe it's not going to Gemara. Rashash, you can't chew a leilu that didn't eat the right chachrein because the grinder that you could grind it. Because look, we're going back to Rashi. So Rashi Shita is very shver. Legabe Mora, the Gemara says that it cannot be Hidruf. Why? Because it's not Rachmut Chilosi Mekosha Mesoif, it doesn't fit in the category. And Legabe Hadassi, the Gemara says the reason it can't be is because the Chel Vachimeh, some Amom is the Beim, if some Amom is the Beim, why the Gemara didn't use his answer? And the Gemara Pesach. So the answer to this Shaila, I want to say over Teretz, the Rebbe Soloveitchik, son of the Briskehoff. This Shikul Teirek, I'm saying it a little bit more about Chove in a way. One of the members of the family of Briskehoff passed away, and they wanted to make a sefer as a Kohen for the member. So they came to the family to ask for Shtiklach. So they came to the Rebbe Soloveitchik, they gave him a Shtikl. He gave him a Shtikl. He went to his father, who was Kerov, to show him the shtickle that I'm going to tell you in a moment. Scalpel. This thing of Sachposhet. No chidushim here. No reason to print it. In that moment, Mr. Zalman walked into the house. Then the Ozzel. Mr. Zalman came in. No, Mr. Zalman, no Zogstein. My barrel wants to print the shtickle. What do you say? Mitzvah the pastor. So, the scholar told him, look, if Mr. Zalman holds a chiddush, he's the oil moving that it's a chiddush. You could give it out. In the end, the same as the column was not printed. And someone gave my father-in-law a present, this shtickle there that I'm going to tell you. So I'm going to say over the teretz and Rashi, a little bit the Nusach Shalom, a little bit Baal Chover, a very long the Shavuot, and from that we go to the Oyle Gesud. And Baal Kram like this. When the Tera said, Moed, the Tera said, Moed, what is the Pshat, Moed, on the Tera? The Tera meant the vegetables, Moer, Roman letters, grain, or the Tera didn't mean something specific. The Tera meant something bitter. What is the Pshat? The Pashtas, we have two studies. Other than the Tera meant these five vegetables, Roman letters, grain, other than the Tera meant something bitter. The Pashtas like the first time. The Mugen Avraham is mashal the Das Rashi like the second time. And I will explain a little bit. And we'll go a little bit maybe one step before. We know is the Alochel the Locher Dar Chinoya. I will use the easy way to explain it. The Minchas Chinuch Kleir Zoshayim. The Alochel of someone is Mechal of Shabbos is Chayev Skiver. Someone is a witch, and also you have to burn him. He was slave. So what we do? We don't do at the day, no tree with a fire. The Gemara says, "V'atul ha'achet amoicho." We don't. We leave it in Spain. We leave it. Yeah. What we do is we open them out. We pour hot metal that is liquid, and it burns it. Eiver liteach. So you have a brosha. V'atul ha'achet amoicho. Slave, don't burn him on a tree. Open his mouth, pour Abel, it's a kind of metal, very hot, and it burns him when it goes straight into the stomach and he dies right away. For one shot, it burns the inside and he dies. Clear the Mishaskil of Hashem. A person is in a city, he's Chayav Misa Sreifa, and they want to burn the person. And they look around, there's no wood. There's no metal. There's no Abel. Is not able to make the slave. They ran out of it. So, you know, in another city you could get it in 2 weeks. So you leave the guy 2 weeks around, or you make a fire and you burn him overnight. And then Klodim and Chaskim, what is it to do there, Shai? The Pshat, Sreifa is Sreifa. Now, Freidig Mori, how you burn him? Va'ad Dorecha Kemoyro, Narchimea, Brun on Misa Yofa. So what is the Pshat? It's Meshanet Pshat in the Torah that now Sreifa in the Torah means with an Eber. Okay, Sreifa stays Sreifa. Be a nice person, try to do it in the easy way. You can't do it the easy way, you do it in the hard way. So, what is a Sofer? I'll say it now in the London Shindus. Darcheo Darchinoya is a Zaitiki Aloche, it's a Side Aloche. The Torah stays the Torah. It's a reason to be a nice person. Oh no, no. The Acher Darchinoyam is a new way how to darshan the pasuk. We have Yudgimel Midrashat Teira Midrashas, Arba'as Midrashat Teira Midrashas. One of them is called Darchinoyam. Reb Cholan already speaks about it in Yevamos. Reb Nochem, they speak about, for example, the halacha is if someone dies, so his wife needs Yibum. She has kids. She doesn't need Yibum. What if she has kids when the husband dies and then the kids die? Now she's mechuyev to Yibum or not? So the Gemara says, no, it's not Darchinoyam. She felt free, now she felt. He died, she could have married everyone. Now she can't. She can't Darchinoyam. So Rashi says in Yevamos, Vehilka, Veben Enrik de Koama Rachmone, b'shas nisikah. So we daven that when a person dies and he doesn't have kids, you have to do yibum. It's going on shas nisik. Not the pshat is be'etzem you need to do yibum. It's not nice, so we don't do yibum. Anyway, so al-hakir is what is daven noya? It's a pshat in the posuk. It's a way to daven the posuk. Or it's a zaytika aloch. Shitas Rashi Rebbe Cholom and Yerubis and Nochem Amiyasim Shitas Rashi Barchel Barchinoyam is a way to dash in the posuk. So if the city they run out of Abel, you have to wait. It's not a zaytika aloch. So this is the pshat. We can go to the next step. We had a kasha Stira and Rashi Stira Sasukis in Psochim Rashi Gemara says maybe Mohar is Hidruv. The Gemara says it cannot be that Mohar is Hidruf. Why? Rachman Chilosri, Kosher Besoyfer, it doesn't fit in the category. And when the Gemara wanted that an Afritz Obis will mean Hidruf, the Gemara said, Nachir Nachinaya. Frank Dennis, why the Gemara didn't say the same Nachinaya, we got him over? If he Rashi, then it's poison. Frank Dennis is it's needle, but if he Rashi, it's very sure. Look at the balance. An Afritz Obis, what is the Pshat of Afritz Obis? The Torah said, in Sukkot, the first day, you have to take Pri Eitzodo, Kapris Morim, Anachritz Obis. Right? You have to take. We tried to figure out what the Torah meant. So, we tried to figure it out. For example, the Torah said to put on every morning Tetophis. So what, you have to put on Tetophis or you have to put on Tfilin? What do you have to put on? Tfilin. Is a Taylor code. The Taylor said tefillin, the tefillin. If I will make up something that is called the tefillin and I'll put it down. So Indian, the Indian put on tefillin, right? Pre-exam, you have to take the esrog. Hashem wants to write down, take esrog, lulav. It's just written in codes. A code, pre-exam. So we're trying to figure out what is the code if enough it's of it. So you have Darchel Darchinayim said, no, Hashem doesn't mean this, means this. For example, if today the Hidroid is stopped, this is no more poison anymore. So maybe an athlete's obvious you could change now. For sure not. If a person will find a new tree that grows three leaves, he could take it for Adasi? For sure not. Hashem meant something specific. So Darchel Darchinayim could teach me what the day I meant. By Moroi, Rashi learns HaKadosh Baruch Hu never meant something specific. The Ramah brings down, what would be if there's no more in town? So the Ramah brings down, you could use a new vegetable that is called lana. They didn't have the time to do more. Zogdo Ginavon, why? Because Rashi al Atayra Shtey, al Matzeh Sumeroyim Yechlu, Kol Dobo Mam Nikromo. Pimush Milis, Arthur. And that it's always, what is art for me? Hadassi. Priyetzolo, what it means? Esrei. Al-Nazis to Meroyim, I never checked the art school. If they can write down Priyet. Roman letters. And then, it's not good. Meroyim, better. This is what Rashi says. Al-Nazis to Meroyim, kol dovol mal, nikro moro. Made a Dr. Belson of H. And Moroi, Hashem never meant something specific. He meant bitterness. So Darchel Darchinoyam can come and tell me, but the Torah didn't mean this kind of vegetable because it's Salamomas of the Hayden. The Torah doesn't mean. The Torah only said that you have to have double mouth. If you only have to have a double mouth, but maybe it cannot be mismatic. This cannot be mismatic in the Rosh. Mashain in the Gabi Anafetz Ovitz. That the Torah means. Esrig Lulev. Val the Torah means Esrig Lulev, so the Melech Darchel Darchinoyam could teach me that what means Anachritz Oves, it doesn't mean Hidruf, it means Anachritz Oves. This is the longest of the Indian. If this is true, come we'll go back to our Sukkah. We have two kinds, and I'm going slowly, slowly, we'll build up the Chidush. Listen carefully. We have Roman letters, and we have Kray. Two kinds of letters, Molar. Some people eat Roman letters. Some people eat the Chrei. Soon we'll get to the Minhagim. why the people that eat Roman letters are not so happy and they try to put a little bit of grain on top. It's not so bitter, you know, you don't feel the moher. They want to get a little bit feeling of moher, yeah? I'm asking you a shayla, why these people, when they take the esrei in shul, you know, esrei is a priya yitzhok. Not every time it's so pretty. I have one raya that when I go to order a food platter, they never put a string on the side. You go ahead, yeah? There's different nice things in our days, yeah? So the person will feel bad, so maybe when he will sprinkle a little bit of gold on the esrei who comes to shul. What the hell? Masculine, yeah? Yeah, it's hot dog. The little green answer is really not. The answer is, what is the shakas? It has to be an answer. Hashem didn't say pretty. He said the prettiest answer that you could. We know what is pretty. It's hot dog, it's an answer. But it's Kiyilu says in the day, Vila Kata like a Vila Marishan, Esroi. What is it? Over the other days, a Giyaba is much nicer. But it says it's the answer. Not the pretty. It's hot dog. Hashem meant to say Esrei. The way it's written down, it's Priya Tzoko. It has to, but it's not the pshat that the Torah said, take a beautiful vegetable, a beautiful fruit in the first day of Sukkot. The Torah said to take Esrei. If you don't have an Esrei, don't tell me, but I have a pre. The Rambam will not say, if you can't find an Esrei, a nice tomato can make it also. Masha'en keren ma'ovor. The Rambam says, if you don't have a chamisha minim, you take something else. Why? There is an Indian to fill the bitterness. This is the reason these people want to add a little bit to put the bitterness. About the tenets, so the mokil to add is the shitas rashi, that is an Indian to fill the merirus. Is an Indian to fill the merirus. Although we say in the fish shitas rashi, Rashi says, in Eloi, but Rashi also, if you have a fully kezayis and you mix, osi time in the chad, umevatel time in the chavrei. Osi time in the chad, umevatel time in the chavrei. The time of one of them is mevatel the other one. So if you Rashi, you think that when you're adding chrei, you're adding that you could feel the feeling of the moroi, you lose it, you're not in the game. Because osi time in the chad and mevatel time in the chavrei. Because osi time in the chad and mevatel time in the chavrei. So again, if this would be the reason, I would not make a mechor. Because the yevim yoytze, when the Mishnah states mitzavim lekizayis, the Mishnah says that you yoytze. Aber lechura lepirashi, it's not like a tchila. I want to go to the next step. Now listen to you. We know that the Laseda we eat matzah and moroi and koyach. Why we eat matzah? Why we eat moroi? Al matzah and moroi and yichlu. Why we eat koyach? Zeicha l'migdash kehilah. Kachos to hilo bezman shel yisamim yosher kayim or yokorich matzo umorer with the Pesach v'orichem v'kayim shenema ramatas umeroyim yichlu. So we have matzo, morer and koyach. Zog the Gemara, so eat only koyach. Matzo and morer. Why we eat matzo, morer and koyach? Go straight to koyach. Zog the Gemara in Pesach and Kuf Tezvonik. Matzo bezman hazeh deraisa. Why? Even though we don't have a Pesach, matzo is deraisa. It says in the Pesach, bo erev toichlu matzo. In the 15th of Chodesh Nisan, bo erev toichlu matzo. Moroi bezman hazeh derabono. Why? It doesn't say that they have to eat more. It says, al matzo is umeroidim yichlu hu. We eat the Pesach al Matzah Sumeroy. Matzah himself has a separate posuk. But I have Pesach Matzah. Moreh doesn't have a separate posuk. Al Matzah Sumeroy in Yichu. Moreh the Rabbon. Let me Moreh the next step. If you will eat only Koyrech, Osi Reshus Umevat Al Choyim. Val the Moreh klappe de matzah ze reshus, kaz matzah ze reise en moro de rabbonon, os ze reshus un mevat ha b'choybo. When you eat a dover she b'choybo, and you mix it with a dover of reshus, the reshus is mevat ha b'choybo. The reshus is mevat ha b'choybo. Os ze reshus un mevat ha b'choybo. So this is the reason we eat matzah separately. Then we eat moro separately. Then we take matzah and moro and we eat again. Because again, if we'll do koyach right away, v'al matzah de'raisa and moro legabe de'rabonon, so legabe de'raisa and de'rabonon is a reshus, also reshus mevad el choybo. So the only way to be yotze l'katchile is matzah separately, moro separately, and then we eat together. Zeich l'hidol l'mikdash k'hidol k'achos l'hidol l'zman sh'mez ha'mikdash k'hidol. So now I want to go to one mistake. There's two kinds of Moor and Klavisol we have in our days. Roman letters and Chrei, the white stuff. Some people eat the Roman letters. Very good. Some people eat the Chrei. The people that don't like to eat the Roman letters, what they claim, it's not bitter, it's not moed, it's not moed. What we answer in there, you write that it's not bitter. Chaznish said moed is not sharp, it's bitter, it's not hot, it's bitter. It's bitter, chay is sharp. We are discussing bitter. Bitter and sharp is two different things. Not only that, bitter, the Goyen says, means without a taste is also called bitter. Plain, nothing. Some say, if you leave it longer, it will become bitter. Some say it's different kind of Roman letters. Some say, at the time of Chazal, it was bitter. The vegetable doesn't change. We discussed it, like the essay doesn't make a difference. This is the reason a lot of people have a lot of good reasons that you could use Roman letter. The reason not to use Roman letter, not that. La locha, if you want to use Roman letter, you're allowed. Why? We said different reasons. We said that some people say that it's not good. So why are you allowed to? The tenet is 60% that it's okay. I'm just giving you a number, that's a good math. Yeah? Some of the Rabbanon are cooler. It could be even better to be there in Isaac. Right? So if you want to eat Roman letters, you're okay. Till here it's okay. You could eat Roman letters. Some of the Rabbanon are cooler. Right? It's not it. And even if it's some of the Rabbanon are cooler, so you're yours. And you have a right, then it's okay, or at least a 50%. So Roman letters is okay. Now we go to the second thing. Some people eat chrei. They claim that this is the moed. Shulazav Erebach brings down an Alicha Shleva. He brings down a big professor. Made a lot of research. This is not the chrei that was the time of the Gemara. If we, even that the Goyim brings it down, Mursfon brings it down, we know all the research that we have today, it's not the right chrei. I'll bring you one right and bring you more, it's not the right chrei. The more says in Sukkot that you give it, the more clear that you're allowed to use more for schach. The more says, do not use more for schach. Why? Because more dries, the leaves dry, and then the Sukkot will be chamosa meruba mitzilos. If it's Roman letters, it's very good. Big letters, after 3 days they dry, everything falls kaput. Yeah? If it's the chrei, this kind of roots that we use, you can give them outside for 3 weeks, it all becomes smaller. So that moment didn't exist. Right, the Goyim brings them down, the Shabur brings them down. The reason people really switched to that moment with the years was because first in Chutzlars they didn't have the Roman letters, It was a big shayla of bugs, like the chayot and things down. It was poshut, people that ate Roman lettuce without boiling, without the kashrus, were nichshel and eating nisurim one after each other. So people stopped to use the Roman lettuce. How you could stop to use the Roman lettuce? But maybe this grain is not a grain. No, stop it, I'm going to cool it. 50% of it's okay. 60% of it's okay. So again, halacha, you want to use Roman letters. We have good answers to explain how the smaller works. And there's no problem. Suffering the abona de kule, you can use it. You want to use chrei, the professor, other, we have a word to be saying that. Suffering the abona de kule. Till here is good. Now listen very carefully. You take Roman letters, you take chrei, and you put it together. How much in statistic one of them is not good? We say Roman letters, Roman Zagun, 50% is good, 50% is not good. Chrei, 50% is good, 50% is not good. So when I am eating both of them together, how much percentage I have that at least one of them is not good?
75%.
75%. Very good. So if I have 75%, that one of them is not good, right? So if one of them is not good, other issues from the battle is over. So when you put both together, be stubborn, you're not going to. But as a cloud, other issues from the battle is over. So if one of them is not good, you're already not going to. So when a person goes to the Seder, and he takes leaves and he puts chrei on top, what he did is, he spoiled his leaves. When he ate his leaves, he was yoytze, 50% that it's okay. 60% that it's okay. When he put inside, when he eats grain, 50% that it's okay. 60% that it's okay. But when we put them together, we have a life. We have a life, baby. We're not yoytze. We're not yoytze anymore. So look, there's no heter in the world. No heter in the world, no one can have the chutzpah to put, sprinkle, chrei on Roman letters. So what do you want to answer me? So why do you want to do it? What could be the excuse of one person here? Sure, maybe one person here is nichshel and does it, yeah? Like most of the club as well, yeah? So what do you want to answer me? Yeah, I think of both of them. My statistic working out that both are okay. What's it? If both are okay, so why are you mixing? What are you doing? It's okay. So why are you mixing? What? Both are okay. The Romans are okay. No problem with the Romans. The Romans are okay. So why are you putting down the train? You know, I want to feel it. I say that. I need the tears, yeah? No problem, but remember that Rashi said that when you mix, you only enter the deer. So look what happens. Rashi said, in Yeshua, please don't mix. We'll explain on Derech Aran that even if you have a full kazayis, if you mix, you only enter the deer. So look when a person comes to the Torah like this. If one of them is not good, by mixing, you lost it. And the tenet is both good, why are you doing it? For the feelings. And if you're actually only into the Yemen, so why are you messing up?
But the din that the Gemara says that the Rabbadim is also Tamar and Mabatal Tamats, or that Sugiv, there's an Eid of Kazayis of both, for my son.
What?
It's the one only Eid of Kazayis of both.
Why?
Because of Pashtus.
If the Jewish can taste, and all his taste means now, and even if you put a little bit of sugar in the Matz, you're not going to also just on Mabatal Zayim. Taste says, and Kufta's wrong. There's a shayla if it's only moor or even sweet things. Rabbi showed by bringing its rabbi matzah with two bellies. Frank it tastes like kasher. How the matzah with two bellies fell out? Taisa says it's for three terutzim and taisis. One taisa says shatavdin in eyo velo miktsas.
A little bit, what the way?
The tavern was only a little bit. Aber das ist ein Rashi. Nicht, dass ein Rashi ist ein Gurklo, that the smell tastes in the noch says because a mower is sharp, sweet is not, a chilu. And even there, they don't say his eyes. Aber Avada, when something gives a bitter taste, Avada also time the chan, Avada time the chan. So it comes out that the person goes and mixes together, and the tzadon, one of them is good anyways, the one of them is not good, he just spoiled everything. And the tzadon both are good, so the etzim is no inyan bichlal not to do it, to end. It's only our adoption. So yes, why I'm saying that? We started Rashi as we do it, and also time in the chadim, and about time in the chavrei, when we go to this medayim, and it's what the Mishnah is mechadish and start from the Gezai that you can be mitzarev, it's only at the end of the memory. But in Yeshua, you're not the mitzarev. You're not allowed to be mitzarev. Ktsas mizem, ktsas mizem, Yeshua. So, if this is the pshat, who said I have to be choishish to a Rashi? Because Rashi said it's at the end. When you said I have to be choishish to a Rashi, Rashi said it's at the end. If Rashi says it's at the end, but I'm telling you this, after that, we say that if one of them is not good, I'm losing the whole thing. So the whole purpose that I'm mixing is because I really think that both are good. So the whole thing is in it with a little grain for the feeling. If it's just for the feeling, and then if you rush, you only eat some of the effort. So for sure, not to do it. For sure, not to do it. I know there's a lot of choshes that you didn't do it. Why is
that
a shoes? Right, but if one of them is not a mat, not a mower, he's a achilas the shoes. He's doing it the same koyvo.
But there should, explain it. You're going like the Ramah.
So the Ramah himself says, okay, the we pass him that even if you're a Ramah, you won't pass him, you cannot make a broch. Because even though it's Tamirigus, Pashas, as but Nikmel Chazal, what is it called? Tamerius. We cannot make up a Tamerius Alek.
So I mean, the Dosh.
Yeah, but Dosh Shalek. If it's not Moran, we cannot add.
But the Teretz that the Rashid has said on Rashi is there's no din min.
There's no din min, but we cannot take a third min and decide that this is called Moran. Because, like Moshe, you have to have Rachel Tzutz.
It's after Ramot decided.
Like, yeah. So the Ramot means not a broken. The Ogul means not a Moker. We have a shiur, we don't pass them, we only pass them the chumul, we have to eat the misoymach, the katchila, to take a double ma.
But so
we
cannot. The brain can't fit into that, but they're ama.
Now, a couple of things. The first of all, Zaman said, if someone comes and tells you, but I had a mine, by us they mixed. So Shazaman says he's a liar. No one had such ability to mix. Why? He said the whole chrein they found like 300 years ago, not before that. When they found that, they stopped to eat the leaves, only because they didn't have leaves, only because they didn't eat it because of the bugs. Then became a generation that had leaves with more. So then people tried to do both. There's no meaning of it saying that we are later to mix. Maybe 100 years. So the people that did that, they are the Meshach. So what we do, the Mai said, so you want to mix, yeah? The shear is very nice, and all the years you mix, yeah? And when you start doing the chrein, so the person wants to be eitzah al shittas. The eitzah is, the person wants to be eitzah the shittas. The eitzah is like this. To eat, for example, the kizayis from the Roman letters. That's what I do, I take a Roman letters. And the edge, I put the chrein. And I start to eat. The first kazai that goes through my mouth is only leaves. Then, another couple bites move in, leaves with chrein. Now, the munch. If there's a problem in the system, How was the answer to the first kazayit? I can't spoil it later. If it's not a problem, so when I carry on to eat, everything adds up. I want to explain. You know, you're not allowed to eat after the grain, right? So you eat exactly kazayit? What? So how it goes? So she's a pen of Muskero, but after Kermit is every time the last Kazayat. But only Muskero, yeah? What is the answer? I could eat the larger Kazayat. Achille is the how much I want. So, Mumar, but this is claw. So the Mele, when I eat the first Kazayat, I eat the normal level. If you're not allowed to add and it spoils, I was going to ready. I can't kill what I did. But if it doesn't spoil, the more Mumar that I eat just can't out, could carry out. So like this, I also do what everyone did. I also do it. I love that. What the Mishbol told me, I should see that. But so like this, I could be eating them all. Eat. I'm telling you, Avad is the choshe v'yin. Avad is the choshe v'yin that do both. We only learn the one. Only learn the one. I'm saying the Shigutaria himself is of Shulzam already, the Alicha Shlema, you see, in the body, I wrote only a couple of lines there. It's Merumis, but he's Merames. He's Merames, everything what we said you can find here, under the lines for sure. And he's saying that wrong. I want to finish with Ole. Every year, in Shvi Shal Pesach, I have a question. Everyone must have had this question. We read Parshas Peshalach, then we read the Shira, and then we finish with a couple more psukim. Vayasa Moshe Esaron, Vayelchu Shrei Shiskelvi Bamidbo Veloimotsu Moyo, Vayavoyu Lemoro, Veloyuchu Lishespai Mimoro Kimorime, Vayoreyu Hashem Eitz, Vayashlech El Amoyim, Vayimtiku Amoyim. Shom Som Rechoyku Mishpot Veshom Nisom. It's looking that everyone knows better than any different parasha because we also read it in Parashat B'Shalach and we repeat it in Shvi Shal Pesach. And every year I have the same question. It doesn't really make sense. Shvi Shal Pesach, the nicest day of the year, after Kriyas Yam Suf, after Yitzhak Mitzrayim, the highlight of Kalal Yisrael, Ras HaShifcha Al-Yam HaShem Eroi Cheskev B'Buzi, and we finish, and you know, like the rest of the day, there's no water, there's nothing to complain, Hashem gave a treat, and we go home. Who needed to spoil this whole story? If I saw on the high, and you finish it, you fail, they were complaining of the water, this was the thing. Close to the day, both of Hashem are burning, and everyone goes home. Every year, it kills me, yeah? Such a nice yontif, I go back and get ready, everything is over. One up. Next up. Pashas of Pshat, they went for 3 days, there was no water. Came to Moab, Leochush Ismail, Hashem sent a tree. This way they said Pshat in the Chayim. The Gemara of Bekame, Pei says something else. Pei Beis. Moab says, Vayelchu Shloish Esyon Bamidu Veleimot Zulmayim, Ein Mayim Elo Toivu, Shenemar Hei Kolzom Elechul Amayim. The Maharshon already says, why that? Pashas the Rebbe Nachayda was gerecht, yeah? They went with no water, gave a tree, threw it in the water became sweet. Who told the Gemara to say such a pshat? Like the Maharsha, the Gemara had a raya, it says, Vayaleiwet, Vayashlech al Amoyim, Vayum Teku Amoyim, Shom Som Loichoyku Mishpot Vishom Nisom. As if it was not a Nisoyin al Teire, why Hashem Shtupt and Teire here? Why is no, if the problem was that they were not married? And that's it. For sure they have the Chayla is like, right? They went 3 days with no water, when they came to Moab, was bitter, they took a tree, became sweet. How did Moab could take this psukim and say, Vayelchu Shloish Esyon Belemot Zumoyim, Ein Mayim El Atoim. So what do you tell me? Yeah, the Gemara is a drash. First, it's a precursor to the seventh, yeah? Gemara is Gemara. But I'll prove to you that this time the Gemara is real. Because the Gemara just says like this. Ezra tikel in Yisrael, shiukoyim batoyro, Shabbos, v'sheni v'shabbos, v'chamishi v'shabbos. Then the Gemara, Ezra tikel! Moshe tikel lo'e! Shereba v'yelchu shlo'i zero v'mizu, v'leimot zumai, אין מים אלא תוירו, שלמה קוצם הלכו למים, אלא מימי מוישה תיקנו ושוחקו בכל זריז. אם את אולי הדרש, כמו דגמור הזה עשה לקשה, המדרוש עם חלוקי, הוא עשה מאוד קשה. יותר רצי, זה דגמור הזה פשוט, הרי בו להפת דיר, he went 3 days in the village of Tyre, עכשיו, אתה יודע, את החדר הזו, I for sure the story is like, what is this in the day there? He went 3 days, there's no water, came tomorrow, the water is bitter, they threw a tree inside, and became asleep. I heard from God, I'm going to go to a real pshat. Real pshat. Some teach them how to live a chazal. Avada the Rebbe, the Cheder has died, it's Kipshuta. He went 3 days, there's no water, they came tomorrow, the water was bitter, she gave a tree and became asleep. But, how it happened to Klaus? After Kriyas Yasa, they started to complain. I understand that they would complain of food, maybe, and water. Hashem made Kriyas Yamsu. He's the master of the water. You know, when Nebuchadnezzar, when Titus Arosha, he comes back from Chumun Abayis, and there's a big wave come, he says, Hashem, water, water, I know you mean. Come to the Abosha, make a war with me. And Hashem sends him a skill and does that. Even if I understand, water for sure he's in charge of the water. So, after Kriyas Yamsu, the first complaint is of water. Chofetz Chaim says more from that. It says in the Pesuk, Vayavoyu Elimo, Mishom Shtei Esra, Ein Esmaim, Meshivim Tmog. The Pesuk after it. Chofetz Chaim Aladeh says, it doesn't say Vayisu. Vayavoyu, around the corner, the water was there. 1 minute they would find it. How it happened that Klal Yisrael failed so quickly? They didn't learn for 3 days. Without learning Gemara for 3 days, all the Kriyas Yamsu, all the Tfilas, Tzitkes, Nishmas, out, everything is bottom of it. Nothing is left of it. After 3 days, you can become the prostrate if you complain. Shloishes yom v'leimotzu. So the Gemara and the Pesukim are the same thing. V'yelchus shloishes yom v'leimotzu ma'amayim. They didn't learn for 3 days. That really was not worth the complaint. The water was around the corner 1 minute, but they didn't learn. So every year, Shvi Shel Pesach, we tell ourselves, past Pesach, we passed the moon and Boyerayim, we passed everything. But remember, 3 days without the Gemara, the whole Pesach is over. Nothing is left. So every year we read it after Shvi Shel Pesach. Person has to know, all of the Achonis to Pesach, Roas to Shibcha Alayama Shalei Roi Yecheske Ben Buzi. It's not the Roshim Reb Chaya Shmulevitz. So why she stayed a Shibcha? Why she didn't become like Yecheske Ben Buzi? Because she didn't prepare herself. Pesach is coming. It's the Eilike Tog to Pesach. Lela Seder. It's big. A day of big Zachar. But a person has to know all of the minors only catch when a person has pain inside himself. When a person is kavod himself, it's a holy comes in these days that people are very busy, and he gets it all ready for Pesach, everything is good. But to go to the Dachayomi, to learn the Gemara, they learn, they don't have time to do. So all of the minors that you pick up doing the Yontef, run away. If a person wants to have a tfisa in the minors of Yontef, a chizit the minor of Yontef, he has to know. The shomer of the minors is Torah. Ve'ez Hashem, we'll be zeichet together to see this year the Geula, and we'll be zeichet alechem, 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 and we'll be zeichet alechem.